This is VOA News. I'm Melissa Melton. Members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, held talks Tuesday to discuss the worsening political crisis in Myanmar. Foreign ministers representing each of ASEAN's 10 member nations, which includes Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, and other nations, held talks via video conference. Popular protests staged daily across Myanmar against the military's February 1st coup have grown increasingly violent and deadly. At least 21 people have been killed since the coup, including 18 people on Sunday. The United Nations Human Rights Office says Sunday has been the deadliest day of unrest so far. Dozens of pro-democracy activists returned to a Hong Kong courtroom Tuesday as their hearing on charges of subversion entered a second day. The 47 pro-democracy political figures, a broad cross-section of Hong Kong residents, faced formal charges of subversion under the city's new national security law. Hundreds of protesters defied social distancing laws to gather outside in support of those being tried. The first hearing for the 39 men and 8 women lasted more than 10 hours at the West Kowloon Magistrates Court. The hearing was eventually adjourned until Tuesday morning, until after one of the defendants, Clarice Young, collapsed and was admitted to a hospital. All of the other defendants were to be held in a detention center overnight. Young remains in the hospital under police custody. On Sunday, authorities formally charged the 47 detainees with conspiracy to subvert state power. They were ordered to report to police stations Monday, weeks earlier than expected. If convicted, they face up to life in prison. This is VOA News.